Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone, we are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Tezvov. The Gemara on top of the Amud quotes the Mishnah, U'b'chol Mokoyim in Meichrin Behemagasa. It's also to sell a Behemagasa to a goy. So the Gemara says, why? L'chayra, even if the goy will do malacha with this behema on Shabbos, it's not a problem because it belongs to the goy. Since the goy bought it, it belongs to him. It's not the yid's behema anymore. So therefore, there should be no iser of the goy doing malacha with this behema on Shabbos. Now Rashi in Dibri Amaschal Kivon is ma'orer that l'chayra there we find that the goy is not permitted to do malacha on Shabbos. We find that there's a halacha of amira l'nachri, which is also on Shabbos. So that seemingly sounds like the goy is not permitted to do malacha on Shabbos. So how can we say that the goy is not mitzuva on Shvisa, the goy is not mechuyiv not to do malacha on Shabbos? So Rashi says, Uma she osu li Yisrael loyme lo evit kechav maseh likach, this that the yid is not permitted to say to the goy, do for me this thing. Zehu mishum mimtzei cheftzecha v'daber dover, dibur is osu. It's osu to speak, to say a dibur of malacha on Shabbos. Just like it's usher to do a malacha on Shabbos, it's usher to speak about a malacha on Shabbos. So one is not permitted to light a candle on Shabbos, and one is not permitted to say, I'm going to light a candle on Shabbos. That's v'daber dover. So since it's usher to talk about a malacha on Shabbos, it's usher to talk about doing a malacha on Shabbos, so when the yid tells the guy to do the malacha, the yid is being over v'daber dover. So there's no din shvisa by a guy. A guy has no halachas of Shabbos. He's allowed to do anything he wants. The yid is the one who has the din. He's the one who's not permitted to say to the guy, please do for me this, because he's being over v'daber dover. This is what Rashi says. So we see from Rashi a big yisoy. This is really the only makar for this in Shas, that the isser of amira l'nachri is also v'daber dover. Now, the problem with this Rashi is that l'chayra, there's a gemara fakert. The stipler here in Simen Ches is ma'ira this shayla. The gemara m'sechta b'metzia, Taf Tzadi, clears a shayla if the isser amira l'nachri is only in Shabbos, only in Isurei Shabbos, or it's in Kalat Herakula. The case over there was, is that the yid wanted to tell the guy to be Masaris Abahema. Now it's also to be Masaris Abahema. It's an Issa Dairaisa. It's an Issa Loisase. Is the yid permitted to tell the guy to do Sirus on the Behema? So if you say that the Issa of Amir Lanachri is only on Shabbos, then it would be Mutter. If you say that the Issa of Amir Lanachri is in Kol HaTerekula, then it would be Asir. That's what the Gemara declares. Now if you tell me that the whole Issa of Amir Lanachri on Shabbos is also V'dabra Dover is only a halach in Shabbos. The Pasuk of V'dabra Dover, M'tzei Cheftzich of V'dabra Dover was only said for Shabbos. It wasn't said for anything else. So the Chayra, what's the Gemara declaring? If it's also in Kol HaTerekula, it's Pshita that it's Mutter B'Kol HaTerekula, because the Issa V'dabra Dover is only on Shabbos. And the emes is that Rashi himself in Masechta Shabbos in the 24th Perek, and Rashi also in the 16th Perek, seems to say that the reason why there's an Issa of Amir L'Nachri on Shabbos is as the din of Shlichus. Because when the Yid tells the Goy to go do a Malacha, what's happening is that the Goy is becoming the Shliach of the Yid, and it comes out that really the Yid is doing the Malacha, al Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai. And even though in Shlichus La'akum, and even though in Shlich L'Dvar Avera, but Chazal were machmir to give the Goy a din of a Shliach on Shabbos in order for the Yid to be over the Yisr. Chazal didn't want the Yid to tell the Goy to go, Chazal didn't want Amir L'Nachri. So what did Chazal do? They made a takana that if you tell a Goy, he blabs like your Shliach, he blabs like you're being over the Yisr. So if the Yisr is al Shlichus, then we do understand the Gemara's Kler Masechta Bav Metzia, because Shlichus could be in any din. It could be in Shabbos, Hilcha Shabbos, it could be in any Yisr. So then Taka the Gemara would be clearing, did Chazal shtalavek the takana only in Shabbos, or did they say it in Kol HaTerekula that there's an Issa Shlichus of Amir L'Nachri even in other Isurim? So this is the Stipler's Shaila, and the Stipler answers like this. He says that L'Chayra, there are two cases that need two different reasons. If the Yid tells the guy on Shabbos to do a Malacha after Shabbos, then L'Chayra, the Issa Shlichus is not there, and the Issa V'Daber Dover is there. Daber Dover there is because the Yid said something on Shabbos. Shlichus there is not because the guy is doing the Maisa after Shabbos. So therefore you need the reason of a Daber Dover. Fakert, Let's say the Yid told him on Erev Shabbos to do something on Shabbos. So the Issur of Dabar Dover is not there because he said it on Friday, but the Issur of Shlichus is there because the guy did the Maisa Malacha on Shabbos. Says the Stipler that you need both reasons. You need the reason of a Dabar Dover if the Amira was on Shabbos, and you need the Issur of Shlichus if the Maisa was on Shabbos. So that's why we have two separate reasons. Why does Rashi over here by us pick Dafka the reason of a Dabar Dover? Because Rashi always looks to show the Makor of the Isser. And since this is the Makor, the Dabar Dover is a Makor of the Isser of Amir al-Nachri, Memela Rashi chose that Makor. But Enochanami, Rashi's Moida that there's another Isser as well, and that's the Isser of Shlichus. Now, the Gemara answers the question as to why it's aser to sell a behema gasa to a goy, gzeiru mishum she'elo u mishum schirus. Rashi explains that if we allow a person to sell a behema gasa to a goy, then he's going to come to rent and lend a behema gasa to a goy, and the goy is going to do malacha with the behema on Shabbos, and since the behema belongs to the Yid, so the Yid is going to be over on the Isser of Shvisas behema. What's the Isra of Shvisas Behema? Rashi says it's the Isra of Loisasa Kol Malacha V'chol Behem Techa. That means the Isra of Loisasa Kol Malacha includes a Behema. There's an Isra Lav. It's a Loisasa not to allow your Behema to do Malacha on Shabbos. So if you lend a Behema to a guy, or you rent a Behema to a guy, and the guy does Malacha on Shabbos, come to chase that your Behema, the Yid's Behema is doing Malacha on Shabbos, and the Yid is being over this Isra Loisasa of Shvisas Behem Techa. Now, we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, that not everyone agrees with this Rashi that Shvisas Behemtoi is Aser because of a Loisase. Shitas HaRambam, the way the Ramban understands the Rambam, is that the Isser of Shvisas Behemtoi is an Isser Aseh, Laman Yonuach Sharucha B'chamirecha. In fact, that the Rambam says the reason why a person doesn't get Malkus for this Isser is because it's a Lava B'machlal Aseh, Laman Yonuach is a Mitzvah Aseh. Al Kolponim, that's what the Gemara wants to say. The reason why it's aser to sell a behema gasa to a goy, it's a gzeira to sheila, it's a gzeira atu schirus, and the yid is going to be over the isra of shvisas behemtei on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, sheila kanya, agra kanya, which means that sheila and schirus are kaina. For as long as the sheila and the schirus are in effect, the goy has a kinyan in the behema. If the goy has a kinyan in the behema, so when the goy does malacha with the behema on Shabbos, the goy is doing malacha with his own behema. So the yid is not going to be over the Isser of Shvisas Behemtoi. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rami Berei de Rav Yeva Gzeira Mishum Nisyuni. It's a gzeira that they're going to be testing the behema. So the Gemara explains, what's the problem? The Zimn in the Zodna Lo Nele Samech Lashkiya Sachama Damali Shabsa. He's selling it to him right when Shabbos comes in. V'amalei Ton Nasi Nehele, they want to test the behema. V'shamalei Lekole, the behema hears the coil of the Moicher. V'ozlam Achmosei, V'nichalei the Tezel. The Moicher is happy that it should go. V'havalei Mechamaracha Behemte B'Shabbos. V'hamechamaracha Behemte B'Shabbos is Chayv Chatos. So there's a gzeira Atu, the Isra of Mechamer. We're afraid that maybe they're going to test the behema right when Shabbos starts, and the behema is going to go as a result of the coil of the voice of the Moicher, who is a Yisrael, and therefore the Moicher is going to be over an Isra of Mechamer Acha Behemte B'Shabbos, and Mechamer is Chayiv Achatos. Now we'll see Be'ez Hashem, the Marsha says that Rashi was not Geiris this last line, of Mechamer Acha Behemte B'Shabbos Chayiv Achatos. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem why. Al Kolponim, the Gzeira of Nisyuni is a Gzeira Atu Mechama, which means Chazal asked to sell a Behema Gasa to a Goy anytime, because if he sells a Behema Gasa to a Goy, he may sell it to a Goy right by Shabbos, and he may be over the Isser of Mechama. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Isser of selling a Behema Gasa to a Goy. Now the Rishonim HaMe'orer, that L'chayre, the Gemara switched. First the Gemara said that the Gzeira was a Gzeira Atu Sheila, so what's the Isser? What's the Chashash over there? Shvisas Behemtoi. Here the Gemara says, by the Chashash of Nisyuni, that it's a Chashash, it's a Gzeira Otu, the Isser of Mechamer. Why did the Gemara switch? Why did the Gemara say that Nisyuni will Choshish for Shvisas Behemtoi? Maybe he'll sell to the Goy his Behema right at the beginning of Shabbos, and the Goy will want to do Malacha with the Behema to test the Behema, and there'll be an Isser of Shvisas Behemtei. Why did the Gemara switch to the Isser of Mechamer and not stick with the Isser of Shvisas Behemtei? So the Ran brings three terutzim to answer this question. The first teretz he brings is b'shem the Rashba. The Rashba says that there's a fundamental difference between the Isser of Shvisas Behemtoi and the Isser of Mechamer. The Isser of Shvisas Behemtoi, says the Rashba, is only if the Behema is doing a malacha. But the Isser of Mechamer is even if the Behema is not doing a malacha. My nafkamina, says the Rashba, that if the Behema is doing a malacha in Rishus HaYachid, with there's no Isser of Hoitzah, so Shvisas Behema there won't be. Because Shvisas Behemtoi there isn't unless the Behema is doing a malacha. Mashenki, the Isser of Mechamer, there will be because Mechamer is also a Bekoldehu. Even though the Behema is only doing an Akira and a Hanach in Rosh HaYachid, with Lechayri there's no Isser Hoitzah, Afilu Hachi says the Rashba, there's an Isser Mechamer. Therefore says the Rashba, what are we talking about here? By the chshash of She'ela and Schiru Sadeh, what are we chayshish? That the guy's going to do a malacha with the behema. He'll do Haitzah, he'll do other malachas, he'll do Teichin, he'll do Chayresh, Sadeh Avada. There's a chshash, there's an Isra of Shvisas Behemta. Mashenki, when it comes to Nisyuni, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that the Yid is going to be testing the behema for the guy. Where is that going to take place? Is the Rashba? It's going to take place in Rosh HaSayachit. If it's going to take place in Rosh HaYachid, then there's no Isser of Shvisas Behemtai, because the Behem is not doing a Malacha. So what's the Isser? The Isser is Mechamer. Why? Because even though the Behem is not doing a Malacha, still Mechamer is also Becholdehu, even Rosh HaYachid. So therefore, the Gemara chapped on the Isser of Mechamer, not the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai. Now, there are a number of Shailas on this Rashba. The first question is, in Pashav Shat, why is the Rashba assuming that in the case of Nisyuni, it's happening in Rosh HaYachid? Maybe he's selling him the Behema, and the Behema happens to be in Rosh HaRabim, or the guy is walking off with the Behema because he wants to test it. Maybe it's happening in Rosh HaRabim. It's only happening in Rosh HaYachid. So the Rivash in Simen Chav Dalid says, to explain the Rashba, he says, the Pshat in the Rashba is like this. When this person wants to sell his behemoth to the guy, are we dealing with Rishayim? We're not dealing with Rishayim. We're dealing with Erlich Yidden, who are Shemir Shabbos. So he's not going to allow his behemoth to do Malach and Rosh HaRabim. That much he knows. He understands that it's also to allow his behemoth to do Malach and Rosh HaRabim. So he's never going to let the guy test the behemoth in Rosh HaRabim. But in Rosh HaYachid, he'd be willing to allow the guy to test the behemoth. Why? Because in Rosh HaYachid, there's no Isser of Shvisas Behemtai. So what's the problem? So then if we're not worried that the Yid is going to be over in Isser, so then why are we worried about the Isser of Mechamer? Says the Rivash that if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, it's mashma that the Yid did not intentionally want the behemoth to go, command the behemoth to go. Rather, the Yid was talking to the guy. The behemoth heard the voice of his master, and because of that, he went. The Lashon HaGemara is v'shamalei l'kalei. The behemoth heard the call of the master, v'ozlem achmasei v'nichalei the tezel, which means avada the Yid did not intend to command the behemoth to go. Up to Bereshi Askinan, he knows that it's also, he knows that it's an Isser Mechamer. But he's gonna be talking to the guy. And the behemoth is gonna hear his coil. And the behemoth is gonna go because of the coil. V'nichalei de tezel. So even though it's an Einam Iskavin, but since it's Nichalei Memela, the Yid is gonna be over the Isser. If it would be Loi Nichalei, there would be no Isser. Cause, Einam Iskavin with a Psikresha, the Loi Nichalei, we know, is a Machlekes Toysvis and the Aruch. And even according to Toysvis, it's only Asim Eder Abonah. So Kum Tchis, there will be no Isser Deiraisa. But over here says the Rivash, it's nichalei de tezel, means even though he was an enem iskaven that it would go, but it's nichalei de tezel, memel de blibes of sikresha, that's nichalei, and therefore avada, it would be an issur deraisa. So kum techois, we're dealing with a person who is not intending to be over any isurim, memel al karchach, the situation is happening in Rosh HaYachid, because in Rosh HaRabim he would never let it happen, because he knows it's Asr al Shvisas Behemtai. So it's happening in Rosh HaYachid. So Shvisas Behemtai you don't have, because the Behem is not doing any Melach in Rosh HaYachid. But Mechamer there is, because Mechamer you're over Bekoldehu, even when the Behem is not doing a Melacha, there's an Isser Mechamer that the Yid is being over if the Behem goes, even though the Akira and the Hanacha were in Rosh HaYachid. This is the Shita of the Rashba. Now, the Ran is choylik on this Rashba. The Ran says that it's not true. This din that the Rashba says that Mechamer, a person is over Mechamer Bekoldehu, even Rosh HaSayachit, is not true. The only time someone is over Mechamer is if the Behema does a full-fledged Haitzah. It has to be an Akira with a Hanacha, and it has to be a full-fledged Haitzah. So if the Gemara is saying that there's a chash of mechamer achah behemta b'shabbos, it must be that the behema either did an akira in Rosh Hashayachim and hanoch in Rosh Hasharabim, or an akira and hanoch in Rosh Hasharabim. But it can't be that the akira and hanoch were in Rosh Hashayachim. That's not an issur of mechamer. Mechamer is only when the behema is over the malach of haitzah. This is the machloikis, the Ran against the Rashba. So the Ran brings another teretz, and this teretz he brings b'shem Rashi, and he's medayik in the Lashon Rashi. Rashi, at the end of Divra Maschul Mechamer, says, V'havale Mechamer b'Shabbos, V'ikol amam de'omar b'perek b'asra b'mesechta Shabbos t'chayiv chatos v'hosam plukta. There's a man de'omar in Mesechta Shabbos who says that Mechamer is a chayiv chatos, and over there there's a machloikis. So the Ran asks, why does Rashi have to add that in? There's an issur mechamer. What's an afkamina? What the person has to do if he's over the issur mechamer? Chatos, not chatos. What's an afkamina? What does Rashi have to add in those words for? So the Ran explains Rashi like this. Rashi was answering this question. The question is, why does the Gemara switch from the chash of shvisas behemtoi to the chash of mechamer? Says the Ran, what Rashi means to say is like this. The situation of She'ela, the situation of Schirus, there with Taka Choshid for Shvisas Behemte. Why? Because the guy is going to have the behemoth in his Rashus the whole Shabbos. You're going to rent the behemoth to the guy. The guy is going to have the behemoth in his Rashus the whole Shabbos. So Mestavra, at some point on Shabbos, he's going to do Malacha with the behemoth. So there's a Isser, there's a Chshash, a Gzeira Otu, the Isser of Shvisas Behemte. But over here in the case of Nisyuni, we're not choshish that the guy is going to have the behemah, is going to be testing the behemah the whole Shabbos. He's going to be testing the behemah once at the beginning of Shabbos, and then he's going to buy the behemah. So the chash is only for that moment that he's going to be testing the behemah right before Shabbos, or right when Shabbos starts. Says the Ran, it's a chash rochik. A chash rochik, we're not going to be goyzerot of shvisas behemte. Shvisas behemte is at most a lois asay, a lav. According to the Rambam, it's an asay. So to be choshish that for this one moment, when Shabbos starts, there's a chash of Shvisas Behemte, when Shvisas Behemte is not really a chomer dika iser, the afazei vai chazal when I goes. Mashen kein mechamer. Mechamer, according to one man, the omer is chai v'chatas, which means that mechamer is an iser chomer. So there, taka v'choshish for the iser of mechamer, even though the chance of mechamer happening is only that one moment, right when Shabbos starts. So even though it's a chash rochik, but since mechamer is an iser chomer, therefore, Chazal will choshish for the Isra of Mechamer. And that's why Rashi adds in this line that Rashi says, V'ikol amal diyama, d'chayev chatos. What Rashi is coming to say is that Mechamer is an Isra Chamer. And therefore, Chazal will goyzer onto that Isra, even though it's a chash rochik. This is how the Ran wants to be medayek in Rashi to answer the question on the Gemara. Now, the Marsha points out that obviously Rashi was not Geiris, the last line in our Gemara. We have in our Gemara, V'amechamer achah behemte b'Shabbos chayev chatos. Rashi obviously was not Geiris that. The Gemara just ended, Havelei mechamer achah behemte b'Shabbos, period. And Rashi was Moisif, that mechamer achah behemte b'Shabbos, there's a man that holds as chayev chatos. And the Ran is being medayik in that hoisafa of Rashi. Why did Rashi say that? It must be that Rashi was explaining why we're Geiser here to mechamer and not unto Shvisas behemte. Now, the Ran is moisif, that's why, this explains why the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the Isser of selling a behemah gasa to a guy, he only brings down the gzera mishum she'ela or mishum schirus. He does not bring the gzera mishum nesiuni. And the question is, why does the Rambam leave out this Gemara? Says the Ran, because the Rambam understood like Rashi. The Rambam understood that the only reason why we're going to this Isser, this Gzer of Nisyuni, is because of the Isser of Mechamer. And the Isser of Mechamer is Chayev Echatos, it's an Isser Chomer. But the Rambam Paskins like the Man Diyomar that Mechamer is not Chayev Echatos. Mechamer is just a regular Loisasein. It's similar to Shvisas Behemtoi. So since it's not an Isser Chomer, so therefore it's not Mestavar that Chazal would be Geizer this Chash Rochik for an Isser, which is not an Isser Chomer. So that's why the Rambam left it out. The Rambam was learning that our sugi is only going according to the Man Diyomar Chayev Echatos. Maybe the Rambam did have the Girus in the Gemara that the Gemara says, V'amechamer achah behemte b'Shabbos Chayev Echatos, which means we're only going according to that Man Diyomar. We don't paskin like that Man Diyomar. We paskin that there's no Chayev Echatos. We don't paskin that there's a Gzeir, there's a Chash Mishum Nisyuni. This is how the Ran explains the Rambam. Now, the Ran says his own teretz to answer this question, a third teretz, and he says like this. The chashash of Nisyuni that Chazal were worried about was that the guy would buy the behema and then test it out, which means that the guy would give the yid the money for the behemah, he would buy the behemah, al tnai that the behemah is a good behemah. And that means that he's going to be able to test out the behemah and see if the behemah is a good behemah or not. If it's a good behemah, he'll keep it. If it's not a good behemah, he's going to return it. That's the case in this yuni. The pashim shot in the Gemara is l'chayra, that the guy has not bought it yet. Faker, he's testing out the behemah to see if he should buy it. But the Ran says no. The Ran says the case that Chazal were worried about when the guy bought the behemah, and he's worried that maybe the behemah won't work out, maybe it won't be a good behemah. So he makes a tie with the meicher. He says, I'm going to test the behemah. If it works, fine. If not, I'm going to return it. And the Ran says that this is the norm. This is how people do business. This is what Chazal were choshish for. They were choshish that the guy would buy the behemah first and then test it later. My nafkamina says the Ran like this. If the guy buys the behemah, so kum techoish, the behemah is his. So now if he does work with the behemah, there's no issue of shvisas behemte because the behemah belongs to the guy. So there's no issue of shvisas behemte. So that's why Chazal were not worried about shvisas behemah. So what were they worried about? Mechamer. It doesn't belong. The behemah doesn't belong anymore to the yid. The guy bought it already. The Teretz is, says the Ran, the Isser of Mechamer, the Ran is Mechadish, a Gevaldik Achidish. The Isser of Mechamer is not only on your behemah, it's even on your friend's behemah. The Isser of Mechamer has nothing to do with Bailus on the behemah. The Isser of Shvisas Behemtoi, that's totally in the Bailum of the behemah. Whoever owns the behemah has the Isser. If the guy, Yid owns it, and there's an Isser of Shvisas Behemtoi, if the guy owns it, there's no Isser. Mashenkin Mechamer, it doesn't matter whose behemoth it is. Even if it's the guy's behemoth, there's an Issa Mechaber. I, the Loshna Gemara, is Mechamer Acha Behem Toy B'Shabbos. Hey, Nochanami, that's Urcha de Milsa Nochad. Normally speaking, a person is Mechamer if there is his own behemoth, but Avada, hey, Nochanami, even if a person is Mechamer if there's someone else's behemoth, the Issa of Mechamer is there. Mechamer is not totally in Bailus. She says behemoth is totally in Bailus, Mechamer is not. Mela, Zakhtaran, Bibalt over here that the guy already bought the behemoth. And it's only a shail of the guy testing out the behemoth to see if he wants to keep it. So says the Ran, Shvisa's behemoth there won't be, because the guy already owns the behemoth. But Mechamer there will be, because even though it's Taka the guy's behemoth, afilu hachi, the yid is over Mechamer, even though it's not his own behemoth. Now, there's kama v'kama chidushi halacha here in this pirush, in this pshat of the Ran. First of all, the Ran is saying, gevaldige chiddush, that when the guy pays money for the behemoth, and he makes a tanai with the moicher, and he says that I'm going to test out the behemah to see if the behemah is a good behemah or not. And if it's not a good behemah, he's going to return it. Says the Ran, it already belongs to the guy. The transfer was already made. The guy owns the behemah. There's no issur shvisas behemte. L'chayre that's a gevaldik chiddush. Maybe, since l'maisa, the guy could undo the mechira, he could return it. He made a tanai that he could return it if he doesn't like the behemah. So maybe it's not called that it belongs to the guy already, because the mechira is al tanai. Who said that it's called, that this is considered the guy's behema? So the Ran brings a raya from a Gemara Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara over there says, Amar Shmuel, Hanoitel Keli Me Umen, Venenas Biyodichai. If someone buys a keli from an umen, and it's betanai that he could return it if he doesn't find that he needs it. So the din is, v'nenas biyodo, if something happens to the keli, he's chayiv. Says the Ran, why is he chayiv? It must be that it's already considered his. And memele, if something happens to it, it happened to his keli. And the Achreinim explain that the sheet of the Ran is that it depends who has the right to be chayzer. If the lekeach buys an item from the moicher, and the lekeach says, I'm going to see if I need this item, or if I want this item, or if it's a good item, I'll keep it. If not, I'm going to return it. So since it's all up to the lekeach, the meicher can't be chayzer anymore, only the lekeach, it's considered a mekach. It's considered that it's b'shus the lekeach. And fakert, if the meicher gives something to the lekeach, and the meicher says, the meicher makes the tanai, I'm going to see if I want the sale to go through, then it's not a mekach, because it's up to the meicher. So since over here in this case, when he sold the behemoth to the guy was the one who was deciding whether he wants to keep it, depending on whether the behemoth passes the test or not. So since it's up to the lekeach to decide, b'meil it is called a mekach, and therefore it belongs to the guy, and therefore there's no issur shvisas behemte. The pella is that the Ran himself in Masechta Nedarim and Daf Lamed Daled over there learns pshat that the reason why nenas biyodi is chayiv is because he has a din of a shoyl, not because he has a din of a lekeach. Here the Ran says he has a din of a lekeach, and there the Ran says the reason why he's chayiv is because he's a shoyl. It's kol anosha loyim imeli is chayiv ba'insim. So we have an open steerer between the Ran here and the Ran in Masechta Nedarim. Rabbi Kveigin Nedarim asks the question in Gilyan Ashas, and he believes by a tzorachin. Al koponim, That is the first chiddush here that the Ran over here seems to be saying, that when a person buys something and he makes a tanai that he could return it, it's considered a mekach. The main chiddush that the Ran is saying is that mechamer, the isser of mechamer, is even on behemoth chaveri. It doesn't have to be your behemoth in order for a person to be over the isser of mechamer. Now the Ran brings a raya to his shita that mechamer is also even behemoth chaveri, and he says like this. This much we know, that there's an isser of shvisas behemtai. Isser of shvisas behemtai is an isser loisasei of loisasei komalacha. Mechamer is also an isser loisasei. We paskin, says the Ran, that there's no malchus on mechamer and there's no chiyav chatas on mechamer. It's a regular lot. So Eba Zayfrek the Ran, what was mechamer moisif on the isser of shvisas behemtai? If a person's mechamer acha behemtai b'shabbos, so he's over the isser of shvisas behemtai. What was the hoisafa of the isser of mechamer? Mechamer is nothing more than shvisas behemtai. Says the Ran, al karachach, you have to say that there's a chilik between mechamer and shvisas behemtai. Shvisas behemtai is only on your behema, and mechamer is even on someone else's behema. Because then we understand what the chilik is between shvisas behemtai and mechamer. But if you tell me that mechamer is also only on your behema, so then what was the isra of mechamer maisiv? There's an isra of shvisas behemtai, and mechamer is nothing more than shvisas behemtai. It's the same loisasei, and there's no chiv malchus, and there's no chiv chatas. So what was the hoisafa? What did Chazal see that there's an Isser of Mechamer more than the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai? So therefore, says the Ran, is a raya that Shvisas Behemtai is only on your own behema, and Mechamer is even on behemas chaveri. Lemaisa, the Arishayim who achaylik on the Ran. The Tosis Rid says, Mefurish, that the Isser of Mechamer is only on behema didei. Behemas chaveri, there's no Isser of Mechamer. The Minchas Chinuch in Moisech Shabbos says that according to the Rambam, the Ran's kasha falls away. The Rambam says that the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai is an Isser Aseh, Leman Yonuach. So if the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai is only an Isser Aseh, and Mechamer is an Isser Lois Aseh, so then we understand the Torah was Moisef an Isser Lois Aseh on Mechamer. It doesn't have to be that there's a chilek between Shvisas Behemtai and Mechamer, whose behema you're doing it with. No. It could be that Isser Mechamer Staka also only behema didei. But afilu hachi, there's a chilek between Shvisas Behemtai and Mechamer. Shvisas Behemtai is an Isser Aseh, and Mechamer is an Isser Lois Aseh. Now, in the Sefer Afike Yam, he has a very Yisoidis Dikashtikal to explain this Machlekes Rishonim, whether Mechamer is Aser B'Behemes Chaveri or not. The Afike Yam clears a Shaila in the Isser of Mechamer. How do we understand, how do we look at the Isser of Mechamer? Is Mechamer something that the person is doing with the Behema? Or is the Mechamer a Malach of the Behema that the person is Chayef for? We know that there's a halacha of Zoyre v'ruach misayasai. If a person throws up the tvua into the wind, and the wind is Zoyre the tvua, it separates the chaff from the kernels. So the halacha is a person's chayev. It's an av malacha. Aye, the person is not doing the malacha. The wind is doing the malacha. The wind is doing the separating. The teretz is that the person is utilizing the wind as his tool to do the malacha. So really the person is doing the malacha, but he's utilizing a force of nature. He's utilizing the wind to do his malacha. So he's chayiv. So maybe mechamer is a similar idea. What is the person doing? He's putting something on his behema, and he's commanding the behema to go, and the behema goes. So he's utilizing a force of nature, which is the behema, in order to do his malacha. So really, it's the person's malacha, and the behema is just his implement to do the malacha. Or do we say no? A behema is different. By Zayra v'ruach misayasa, so they're the person's chayv because he's using the ruach, and the ruach goes without any choice. Mashenkin, a behema, when you mitzavah a behema to go, it's really the behema that's doing the malacha. It happens to be that the person is the one that's encouraging the behema to do the malacha, but the behema itself is doing the malacha. So it's really the behema's malacha, not the person. Oy bazoi, it would not be considered that the person himself is doing the malacha, just that he's getting his behema to do the malacha. Says the Afikeyam, that if we understand that it's the person's malacha and the behema is kigarzen biyara chotziv, it's just his implement to do the malacha, so then really the person should have been chayev achatas. It's a regular malacha. nor vos. The Torah is telling you that you're not chayv achatos in this case. It's only a lav, similar to the man the yomer who holds havara lelav yotzis, which means havara is an av malacha. And really, a person according to that man the yomer should also be chayv achatos. However, the Torah, since the Torah spoke out mefurish the isser of havara, so we say havara lelav yotzis, and therefore there's no chiyuv karis, there's no chiyuv skila. It's only a lav. Havara lelav yotzis. So similarly, over here we would say mechamer is lelav yotzis. Haganda peetzem in cheshbin it should be a chiyuv chatos. However, since the Torah spoke out the isser of mechamer, so therefore the Torah downgraded it to a loisaseh and not a chiyuv chatos. On the other side, that be'etzem it's the malach of the behema. So if I cared, we would have said the person is potter and ganzen. A person is only chayiv on his own malach. He's not chayiv on a malach that his behema does. So the Torah was mechadish, no, that a person is over eloisa, say, even on a malach that the behema does. These are the two tzadim that the afikayam class. Says the afikayam that this machloikis rishainim l'chayru, we could say, is totally in these two tzadim. If we say the iser mechamer is the person's malacha, and the behemah is just kegarzen b'yarachotziv, it's just the implement that the person is using in order to do the malacha, so then what nafkamina does it make if it's his own behemah or someone else's behemah? Well, ma'aseh, the person is doing the malacha. The iser is being done all the day of the person. If a person does zayir v'ruach misayosai, and he does it with a wind that's not his, is he over avadi zayir? No wind belongs to anybody. The teretz is that using an implement to do a malacha is chayiv even if it's not your implement. Oibazoye behema would be the same thing. But if we say that it's really the behema's malacha and it's not the person's malacha, and the teretz was mechadish, that even on the behema's malacha, person's ever leisa say, oibazoye, it's gantz mistava that the teretz was only mechayiv a person if it's his own behema. So then what the teretz is telling you is that you're chayiv on your behema's malacha on Shabbos. But if it's not your behema, you're talking to say that it would be potter. This is the Afikayam's understanding of the machloikis between the Ran and the other Rishayim. Now, Tosfos, on top of the Yom HaDibrei HaMaschil V'Shama L'Kolei, asks this question. Tosfos says, V'im taimer loma li taimer de mechamer, tepik leim v'shum shvisas behemte l'chud. Why does the Gemara have to come on to mechamer? Why doesn't the Gemara stay with the Isser shvisas behemte? And Tosfos says, V'aymer rig de mishum shvisas behemte l'chud lehava asrinan mechira. The less by Isser Kiyim Lefisha. So Tosfos says a very similar teretz to what the Ran says b'shem Rashi, that since the Isser of Mechira is only Lefisha, it's only for that one moment on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, so we would not have asked al Shvisas Behemtai, we only asked al the Isser Mechamer, which Tosfos Firzois, the Chomer Tvei, is more Chomer than the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai, which is L'cha'ira, very similar to the Teretz that the Ran said B'Shem Rashi. Now there are a number of other answers that the Rishonim and Achronim say to this Kasha. The Tosfos Rid over here says, a Gevaldik Achidish. He says that Shvisas Behemtai is only Aser if the Malacha starts on Shabbos. Let's say a Behemah is doing a Malacha Me'er of Shabbos. And as Shabbos comes in, he's continuing to do the Malacha. Says the Tosfos Rid that there's no Issur Shvisas Behemtai. But Mechamer there will be. Mechamer is different than Shvisas Behemtai in this Nakuda. Shvisas Behemtai is only if the Malacha starts on Shabbos. And Mechamer is also even if the Malacha started on Erev Shabbos. So Memela says, the Tosfos Rid, what's the chshash of Nisuni, that before Shabbos, the guy is going to come to buy something, and it's going to be going into Shabbos. So a chayshish that the behemah is going to be doing mechamer from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Oibazoi, the Isser would only be mechamer, because mechamer is also, even if it starts on Erev Shabbos, Mashenkin, Shvisas Behemtai. If the Malacha starts on Erev Shabbos, there's no Isser of Shvisas Behemtai. That's the Tosfos Rid's teretz. Another teretz I saw in the Sefer Avoy de Brurer, he brings from the Sefer Chemed Mordechai, based on the Pnei Yeshua and the Minchas Chinuch. The Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish, that the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai does not apply to Hoitzah. The only time a person is over the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai is when the Behemah is doing a Malacha, which is a Yegiya for the Behemah, like Tchino, Harisha, it's something the Behemah has to struggle with, has to use his energy for. So that's a stira to Laman Yanuach. But Hoitzah, putting something on the behemah, which it could be the behemah doesn't even realize, it's not a stira to the nichus of the behemah, so the person is not over Laman Yanuach. Not only that, but we know that from Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that Hoitzah is a malacha gerua. Hoitzah is a malacha that needs mefurish psukim for us to understand that it's an isser, because it's a malacha gerua. So therefore, the chiddush of the Torah that Heitzah is an av malacha, which means that for the person, there's an av malacha of Heitzah. But for the behemoth to be a isa malacha of Heitzah, of shvises behemtai, zulay shamanu. This is the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, Hani mili for the Isra of Shvises Behemtai. But for the Isra of Mechamer, then even Haitzah, which is a Malacha Geruah, the person is over the Isra of Mechamer. We understand the Minchas Chinuch very well, according to the Tzad of the Afikayam, that it's considered the person's Malacha. And the person is just using the Behemah to do his Haitzah. So since the person is actually the one that the malacha is miyuchas to, it's misyachas to the person, so iba zoi mechamer is different than shvises behemtah. Shvises behemtah is the behemah's malacha. So there the Pnei Yeshua is saying that it has to be a malacha which is a stirat alman yanuach. Mashenkin over here by mechamer, where it's the person's malacha, and just the Torah was mechadish, that you're not over, it's no chiv chatos. There's no chiv karis, it's just a loisa, say good, but lemaisa, since it's the person's malacha, avadi is chayiv on haitzah too. Even though, klapi the behema, there's no stira to leman yanuach, it's not considered a malacha, klapi the behema, but it is considered a malacha, klapi the person. Al koponim, this is the chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua says there's no iser haitzah in the sugi of shvises behemta, it does not apply to the iser of haitzah. The minchas chinuch is maisif that it does apply to the iser of mechamer. Comes along the Chemed Marche and says that that's the pshat in our sugya. Our sugya is dealing with the Isser of Haitzah. What is the person doing? Tonasye means what? To put something on the behemah and let the behemah walk. So ibazoi, there would be no Isser Shvises Behemtai. There's only an Isser of Mechamer. And that's why the Gemara had to switch from the Isser of Shvises Behemtai to the Isser of Mechamer. Now, the Gemara's maskana is that Schirus is Loikanya and Sheel is Loikanya. And therefore, since Schirus and Sheila are loikanya. So therefore, the gzera, the iser of selling a behemah gasa to a guy is a gzera to all three. It's atu Sheila, atu Schirus, and atu Nisuni. Now we spoke out that the Rambam, when he brings down the halacha, this iser of selling a behemah gasa to a guy, only says that there's a gzera to Sheila and Schirus. He doesn't say als Nisuni. And we said that the reason that the Rambam did that was because this gemara is only going according to the Mandi Omar that holds that Mechamer is a Chiv Chatos, Mele it's an Issa Chomer, and therefore Chazal will go there, even the Shash Rochek. Masha'en came Lididan, that we paskin that Mechamer is only a Loisaseh, so Mele the Gzeir is only Al Shelu Schirus. Whatever it may be, Toisvis, over here in Dibre Maskel Bahashta, asks a question. It comes out from our Sugya, that we paskining a very important Shaila in Gan Shas, that Schirus is Loikanya. So Tosfos asks from a Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia. The Gemara over there says that someone who rents something to someone else, there's an Isser Ayna. The Pasuk says, V'chisimkiru memker la'misecha. If a person sells something to his chaver and he charges him too much, the halacha is he's over the Isser Ayna. Says Tosfos, V'loiksiv v'chisimkiru memker la'olam. It doesn't have to be a memker la'olam. Even a memker la'sha, which is a schirus, is also included under the Isser of Aina. So we see that it's called a Memkar. We see that Schirus is called a Memkar. It's called a sale, which is L'chayra Mashma. That Schirus is Kanya. Schirus doesn't belong to the Lekeach. So Tosfos answers, no, Aina is different. Why the Chsiv Memkar Miyuter? It says an extra time in the Torah Memkar, V'chisim Kiru Memkar. So that includes Schirus. However, B'shar Mekoymus, I mean the Schirus Lekanya. Schirus is not Koina, only by Aina. Is the Torah Mechadish that Schirus is included in the Isser of Eino. Other Rishayim, Rabbeinu Elchanan and the Sefer HaTshuma, say a seemingly different teretz than Tosfos. They say that there's a Yisoid is the Kechilik between the Isser of Shvises Behemtoi and the Isser of Eino. Shvises Behemtoi is totally an ownership. Who owns the Behemah? If the Yid owns the Behemah, so he's over Shvises Behemtoi. So Schirus is Loikanya, which means that the Yid still has a Kinyan in the Behemah, so it's still his Behemah, so it's still an Isser of Shvises Behemtoi. I know is something else. I know is whatever I sell to someone has to be, I have to take from him the correct value. If I take from him too much or too little, there's an Isser of I know. That's true on anything. So I sold him a schirus. I rented him something that's, it's considered a memkar b'negeh what I did sell him. Whose behemah is it? It's the Yid's behemah. But l'maisa, I did sell something to the guy. I sold him a schus ishtamshus in the behemah. Whatever it is that I sell to a guy, there's a chiyav I know. The chiyav I know is not totally in whose behemah it is. The chiyav I know is totally if there was l'maisa a mechira, and there was. The chiyav shvises behemah is totally in whose behemah it is, and l'maisa, the behemah still belongs to the Yid. Now, the Gemara brings a raya that Schiris is loikanya from a Mishnah in Masechta Trumas. The Mishnah says, Koyin shesachar para mi Yisrael, afal pi shemizayna seha olav, lo yachilena kashine truma. The Koyin is not allowed to feed this para that he rented from Yisrael. He's not allowed to feed it kashine truma. So the Gemara asks, Visal kadaitach Schiris kanyom, if you're going to say that Schiris is Koyin. So now it belongs to the Koyin. Amai lo yachilena para di dehu, it's his para, belongs to the Koyin. Elashmami no Schiris lo kanya. Now, the Rishonim ask a kasha on our Gemara based on a Mishnah in Masechta Erevin. The Mishnah in Masechta Erevin in the beginning of the third parak says that Ma'arvin li Yisrael betruma, or Yisrael is permitted to make an Eruv Tchumin with truma. So we see, say the Rishonim, Tosfos asks the kasha, that L'chaira, truma is mutter b'hano li Yisrael. Avada is an Isra Achila. But it's mutter b'hano li Yisrael. So the question is, why over here can't the Kohen feed Karshinei Truma to Behemoth Yisrael? Enoch Hanami, it belongs to the Yisrael, and who's being Nana? The Yisrael is being Nana. But Truma is mutter b'hano li Yisrael. So why is it usher for the Kohen to feed the Behemoth of the Yisrael Karshinei Truma? This is Tosef's question in Masechta Yevamos. And there are three Mahalchim in Rishonim to answer this question. Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos brings Rabbeinu Tam, who's mechalik between Hanosh Shel Kilui and Hanosh Sheino Shel Kilui. Hanosh Shel Kilui means that when the person is being nana, the thing, the item gets destroyed. So there Tosfos says, that's taka aser b'hano. It's truma is aser b'hano to Yisrael if the item, if the truma is going to be destroyed. Hano shel kilui is aser min ha-teira li Yisrael by truma. If it's not hano shel kilui, then it's mutter. The truma is not aser b'hano if the hano is not hano shel kilui. So memela, the Mishnah Masechta Erevin that says that a Yisrael is permitted to use truma for an Eruv, and he's being nana from that truma, so that's not Hanosh Shel Kilui. The Eruv will still be around after Shabbos. Oy bazoi, it's mutter. Mashenkin over here with the para, whether the Kohen is feeding the para, Karshine Truma, and the Karshine Truma being destroyed. Oy bazoi, it's Hanosh Shel Kilui. And Memelo, that is aser for Yisrael to be nana from truma Hanosh Shel Kilui. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi by us here in Masechta Avodah Zarah and the Rash in Masechta Trumas are chaylik on Rabbeinu Tam, and they bring rayas that even Hano Shel Kilui is mutter by Truma. There's no Iser Hano de Raisa from Truma. Even Yisrael is permitted to be Nena from Truma, even Hano Shel Kilui. This is their Shita. So, Ibazoi, why is it aser for the Kohen to feed the Mehemes Yisrael Kashine Truma? Even though the Yisrael is being Nene, and even though it's Hanosh Shel Kilui, it should still be Mutter. So Rashi, by us, Nivri Amask Loyachilena says, Ve'eno yochoy lahachilo truma elo the behemtoy knuyas kaspoy. Which means that the Isser of feeding the Mehemes Yisrael Truma is not an Isser because of the Yisrael. It's not aser because the Yisrael is being Nene from Truma. It's aser because the Kohen is only allowed to use his truma on something which is kinyan kaspoy. The pasuk says, "V'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy." It has to be kinyan kaspoy. Then who yoichal by? Then that kinyan kaspoy could eat truma. But for the Kohen to feed this behemoth, which is not kinyan kaspoy, because chiris is like kanya, it's kinyan kaspoy shel Yisrael, he would be over this issa. The Torah is being megala that the only time it's permitted to feed truma to a behemoth or to an eved Kanani is only if that's kinyan kaspoy. But if the behemoth is not kinyan kaspoy, then it's awesome. The Rash in Masechta Trumas points out that when the Torah says v'koyin ki yikne nefesh, the word nefesh includes behemoth. And we find, says the Rash, that the word nefesh includes behemoth in Masechta Beya, when the Gemara over there says that it's mutter for a person to prepare food on Yom Tov for his behemoth because it's eichel nefesh. So nefesh includes nefesh ha-behema. So Amela, when the Torah says v'koyin ki yikne nefesh, which includes a behema, then the Torah is telling you kinyan kaspoy. It's only a behema that's kinyan kaspoy, but if schiris is like kanya, it belongs to the Yisrael, it's not kinyan kaspoy. So the Torah is telling us that even though hano, there's no iser hano on truma, afilu hachi, it's also for the koyin to feed this behema, which is not kinyan kaspoy, truma. Now, there's a third sheet in Rishonim, which is brought in the Mordechai Masechta Yevamos to answer this question. The Mordechai, over there in Simen Samech Vav, brings from Rabbeinu Yochar. He says, V'Rabbeinu Yochar Tiritz, the Hoda Amrinon Loyach Hilena Kashine Truma, he says, Mipnei Shebehema Mispatemes Min HaTruma, the behema gets fat, is fattened up from the truma. Nimtza ha-Yisrael yoichal truma. So when the Yisrael will go shecht his behema, then the Yisrael is eating truma. If the Kayin feeds this behema, kashine truma. So now the behema is fattened up from kashine truma. So when he gives back the behema to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael goes and shechts this behema, now the Yisrael is eating truma. So Enoch Hanami, Truma is not Osir Bahano, but it's Osir Bahachila. So since it's Osir Bahachila, it's also for the Israel to eat this behema, which is Mispatemes Mikarshine Truma. So the Mordechai says on this Rabbeinu Yochar, he says, V'loi Nira. The Imkein Amayonu Oichlim Tarnagoylim Hamispatmin Min Ashrotzim. We eat Tarnagoylim, chickens, and the chickens eat Shrotzim. And l'chayra, they're being mispatemes from shrotzim. So how are we allowed to eat? If you're telling me that it's an isser achila, not an isser hanoa, shrotzim are also b'achila. So how could we eat a tarnagol that was mispatemes from shrotzim? So Emela says, the Mordechai, the Pshat is like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's aser al hanoa shol kili. The Chassam Sofer in Shuvis asks another kasha on Rabbeinu Yochar from our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? We bring a raya from the fact that a Kohen cannot give Karshine Truma to the part of the Yisrael, would bring a Raya that Schirus is like Kanya. Frek the Chsam Sofer, what's the Raya? Maybe really Schirus is Kanya. And Afilu Hachi, it's also for the Kohen to give Karshine Truma to the para, because eventually this para is going to go back to the Yisrael. If the Isser is that the Yisrael is going to end up eating a para that was Mispatemis with Karshine Truma, that's true even if Schirus is Kanya. So then it doesn't help that Schirus is Kanya. If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam that the Isser is Hanos Shal Kilu, so then it makes sense. If Schirus is Kanya, so it belongs to the Kohen, so there's no Isser. Kohen is allowed to be Nene, allowed to eat Truma. He's allowed to do Hanos Shal Kilu on Truma. Hanos Shal Kilu is like Achila. So if the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, he's allowed to do Hanos Shal Kilu on Truma. So if the Behema belongs to him, he's allowed to do Hanos Shal Kilu by feeding the Karshide Truma to the Behema. Or if you hold like Rashi and the Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Avram that's brought down in the Rash, so then it makes sense because it's Kinyan Kaspoy. The if Schirus is Kanya, the Behema belongs to the Kohen, it's Kinyan Kaspoy. So it would be Mutter to feed Kashine Truma to that Behema. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Yochar, that the reason why it's Aser is because eventually that Behema is going to be eaten by Yisrael. So L'chayra, that should be Aser, even if Schirus is Kanya, even if it belongs to the Kohen now, but eventually it's going to go back to the Yisrael and he's going to end up eating a Behema that was Mispatemes from Kashine Truma. So the Chassam Sofer answers both of these questions on Rabbeinu Yochar. He says like this: Avada Rabbeinu Yochar is moida that there's no iser to eat a behema that was mispatemes mikarshine truma. If a kohen owns a behema and he feeds it karshine truma, and then the Yisrael buys it from the kohen, avada is a lot of shechten and eat it. That's not what Rabbeinu Yochar meant. What Rabbeinu Yochar meant was like this: Rabbeinu Tam says that hanor shal kilu is awesome. Rabbeinu Yochar and the other Rishonim Acholik on Rabbeinu Tam. Hano Shal Kilu is Mutter, because Truma is not Osir B'Hano. Says Rabbeinu Yochar, but Hano Shal Kilu that ends up with Achila, that's Osir. If Hano Shal Kilu is done on the Truma, and that ends up being eaten, then it's Taka Osir. Only Hano is Mutter by Truma. Achila is Osir by Truma. So Hano Shal Kilu by Etzem is Mutter, but Hano Shal Kilu that ends up by Achila is Osir. Mele zakt chsam sefer avad if a kohen owns a behemah and he feeds a karshine truma, see this rolls a lot of buy it and eat it. Why? Because there's no iser, nothing was done. Hanos shel kili is mutter by a kohen. Mashenkin if a kohen goes and feeds a behemah yisrael karshine truma, so now there is a hanos shel kili be iser, meaning for a yisrael, but hanos shel kili alone is not aser. But hanos shel kili that ends up with achila, that would be aser. So mele it's aser for a kohen to go ahead and to be mafatim a behemas Yisrael is also. Similarly, says the Chassam Sofer, if a kohen is cooking a pot and he puts truma into his pot and there's more than shisha, meaning you're not toyim the time of truma, avada would be mutter for Yisrael to eat from that pot. Masha'en Kane is a kain allowed to go ahead to Yisrael's pot and put a truma into that pot, even if there's more than she should know. It's also in Mevatlan Isra L'chatchila. Same thing over here, says the Chassam Sofer. If it's the Kohen's behema, it's mutter, because there's b'chlal no iser. Hanoshal kili is 100% mutter by a Kohen. But by Yisrael, Hanoshal kili is aser if it eventually ends up in achila. Memel, it's not shver from Tanagolim who eats rotzim. Because it's not aser to eat something that's mispaten from an iser. That's not the iser over here. The iser is Hanoshal kili. But it's Hanoshal kili that comes to an achila. And that's why it's also for the Kohen to be mefatein the parah of the Yisrael with Karshinei Truma. Now, the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph and over to Amud Beis brings two incidents which seemingly associate each other. The first incident the Gemara brings is Rav Huna Zovin Ahi Parah Lo'evit Kechavim. Rav Huna sold the parah, which is a behemah gasa, to the Goy. And Rav Chisda asked him, how are you allowed to do that? And the Gemara says that Rav Huna answered, Amalei Emer L'Shchita Zavna. He bought it for Shchita, which means that this that Chazal asked to sell a behemah gasa to a Goy is only when the Goy is buying it to use for Malacha. So there were Goyze, were Choshish, Mishum Sheila, Mishum Schiris, Mishum Nisyuni. But if the Goy is buying it for Shchita, so then he's not going to be using it for Malacha, so there's no Chshash of Shvises Behemta, there's no Chshash of Mechamer. So Memela, it would be mutter to sell to a Goy. How do we know that the Goy is buying it for Shechita and not for Malacha? Umenot Temra Damirun Kiai Gavna. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Veshame Yoimrim Loyim Karadim Parach Yereshes B'Shvias. You're not allowed to sell a para which can do Harisha on Shemitah to a person who's Choshed to be over the Halachas of Shemitah. Ubeisol Matirin. Why? But Meshiachal Shechta. So here we have a very similar case. We have a case of Lifnei Iver, where if I sell a para to a person who's chashid to be chayrish on shviyas, so then I'm being oivel Lifnei Iver because I'm giving him the ability to be chayrish on shviyas. And Beisol's matir b'mnei shiachal l'shechta, because since he could shecht it, so Amela, I assume that he's taking it l'shechita, and Amela there's no whistle Lifnei Iver. And that's the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara says, kol hecha de'ika l'mitla talina, where I could be toiler, where I could assume that the person is not going to do an issue with it. I'm allowed to assume that. I'm allowed to be toiler. And b'meil, it's mutter for me to sell him the parachi reshes. The next Gemara brings an incident with Rabba. The Gemara says, Rabba zoven ahu chamra. Rabba sold a donkey. Now, by a donkey, obviously, there's no mokum to be toiler in shechita, because people don't eat donkeys. He sold it to Yisrael ha-choshed limka lo'eva kechavim. He sold it to Yisrael, who was choshed to be over this iser of selling a behemah gasa to a goy. So the chshash l'chayri is that there's a problem of lifnei iver here, because by selling the donkey to this yid, now the yid is going to go ahead and be over an iser with this, by selling it to a goy. So the Gemara says, Abaye Ista, my time over Mar Hochi. So Rabbi answered, Amalei Anoli Yisrael Zvini. I sold it to a yid, I didn't sell it to a goy, so I wasn't over this is the Rabbana. So Abaye Ista, Amalei Baha Ozul, Mazlum, Leiloiva Kechavim. He's going to go ahead and sell it to a goy, so he's going to be over this. So come to Chois, that for you there's a chash of Lifnei Iver. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi said, Leiva Kechavim, Kamazlum, Yisrael, Leikamazlum. He's only going to sell to a goy, he's not going to sell to a yid. No, maybe he'll sell to a yid. So I'm Taylor that he sold it to a yid. Lemaisa, the Gemara's maskana is that it's also to do that. And Taka Rabba tried, he ran three parsois to try to undo the mechira, and he was not successful. But Lemaisa, his tliya is not a good tliya. Which means, Rav Huna's tliya, that maybe the guy bought it l'shchita, that's fine, it's mutter. But Rabba's tliya, that maybe this Yisrael is going to sell it to another Yisrael, that's not fine, that's not a good tliya. And the question is, what's the difference? If I'm allowed to be tailor, then I should be able to be tailor in both cases. Why is one tliya good and one tliya no good? So Tosfos is ma'ir the shaila. Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud Divrei Maskil Rohit, and Tosfos says, "Afal gav de la el talinon emer de la shchita zavna." Even though before we were tayla to say that the guy bought it for shchita, hacha loy talinon. In this case, we're not tayla. Meaning, in Rabba's case, where Rabba sold it to a yid who was chashud to sell it to a guy, here we're not tayla. The Yisrael Mazvin law that he's going to sell it to another yid. Why? Shekach yimkar lozeh kimoy lozeh. This Yisrael who's chashed to sell to a guy doesn't care. He doesn't care if he sells it to a yid or if he sells it to a guy. Kach yimkar lozeh kimoy lozeh. To him it's equal. Whoever comes into a store and is looking to buy a behemah gasa, he'll sell him a behemah gasa, whether it's Yisrael or a guy. Masha ain't Cain, in the case of Rav Huna that he sold it to a guy, And he said maybe the guy bought it for shechita purposes. There, if the guy is coming in to buy a behemoth for shechita, he's only looking for a behemoth for shechita. If he wants to buy a behemoth to do malacha, he's only looking for a behemoth to do malacha. So there I could be taila that maybe the guy is coming in for a behemoth to shecht. So I'm taila l'shechita zavna. Masha'enkin over here, I can't be taila that this Yisrael whose chashiv is going to go ahead and sell it to Yisrael because he doesn't care who to sell it to. He doesn't mind selling it to a guy also. So therefore I can't be taila. What's the lamdis of this chilek? So the Maram Shik in his Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs says he said this dike chilek. He says in the case of Parach Hireshes B'Shvius, so there my suffix is this person an Iver or not? If he's coming in to buy L'Shechita, he wants to buy a behemoth to Shecht, he's not an Iver B'Chlal. He's not going to be over any Surim with this behemoth. If he's coming in to be Chayrish with this Parah on Shvius, then he is an Iver. So he's a Suffolk Iver, a Mesupik if he's an Iver or not. So there, the halacha is, it's mutter to be Toila, because Lufnei Iver L'Sitei Michshel means a Vada Iver. If someone's only a Suffolk Iver, if I have a good tzad to believe that this person is not buying this chayfetz in order to be over an Isser, so then he's not an Iver b'chlal, so the Torah did an Aser. Masha'en Kain, in the case of Yisrael Chashud, there he's a Vada Iver. This Yisrael Chashud will happily sell to a guy just as he'll sell to a Yid. It depends who punked walks into a store. If a guy walks into a store, he'll sell to the guy. So he's a Vada Iver. The fact that the possibility exists that a Yisrael will walk into a store and he'll end up selling to a Yisrael, that doesn't make him not an Iver. He's an Iver who punked wasn't over an Isser because a Yisrael walked into a store and not a guy. In the case of Parach Hireshes B'Shvius, if he came in to buy for Shechita, he's not an Iver. There's no Iver standing in front of you. In the case of a Yisrael who's chashed to sell to a guy, there's an Iver standing in front of you who punked may not be over an Isser. So Ibazoi, there's a chilek. In the case of Parach Hireshes, I could be Taylor. In the case of Yisrael chashed, I cannot be Taylor. It's interesting that I saw brought down B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He clears a shayla if it's mutter to run a vending machine, a soda machine, a candy machine in a place where there are Fry Yidden walking around on Shabbos. What's the problem? There's a chash that the Fry Yid is going to buy something from the machine. So you're being machshel him in handling money and in activating an electronic device. So the chayyid is a chash of lifnei iver. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because I don't know b'chlal that he's going to be thirsty on Shabbos, that he's going to want to buy a soda on Shabbos. Maybe he won't be thirsty. Which means, similar to our case of Parach Hireshes, I don't know b'chlal that this person is looking for a Parach Hireshes. Maybe he's looking for a Parah Teshecht. And if he's looking for a Parah Teshecht, he's not an iver b'chlal. So too over here. I don't know b'chlal that he's going to be thirsty on Shabbos. So maybe he won't be interested in buying a soda. So then I don't know for sure that I have an iver here. There's no issue with the l'seitim mechshel. I know that if he would be thirsty, he would buy a soda on Shabbos. Similarly over here too. I know that if he would want a Parah Hireshes b'shvias, he would buy one too. If he would need a Parah to do Chirish on Shvias, he would do so. He's chashed to be Chirish on Shvias. But still, l'maisa, right now, I don't know that that's what he's looking for. He's a Safik Iver. I'm a male, it's mutter. Who adin? I heard from Rabbi David Cohen, a heter for those who sell items on the internet. And there's a chash that if Fry Yid is going to buy something from the internet site on Shabbos, so is it a chash of Lifnei Iver? So he said the same idea. Maybe he'll buy it on Sunday. Maybe he'll buy it on Friday. We don't know for sure that he's going to be, it's going to be Nischadish to him, the rutzen to buy something on Shabbos dafka. He's only a Safik Iver, and a Safik Iver is no issue with Nebel Esitim Mechshoel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.